What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great at the podcast. Let's just having fun with it. My name's Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very, very well. And you?
I too am well.
That is good to hear, pal.
Mm-hmm.
What's the reference
on my t-shirt?
Divine presence to be shot.
Now, what do you think that means?
Well, I'm guessing it's from a movie. He's nodding as he's taking a sip. Gotta be unprofessional as we just start the pod. Divine presence to be shot. Oh, Jesus Christ.
It was away from the mic. Come on.
I've no idea. I've no idea what the reference is.
Do you have an idea like what it would mean?
Divine presence to be... It's either a film thing, like we're going to shoot the divine presence.
That's right.
Is it?
Yeah. It's from a movie starring your boy, George Boy.
Which one?
Yeah, George Boy.
George Boy?
Clontang.
Ah, of course.
It's a Coen Brothers movie, Hail Caesar, where he is starring in a movie that he sees God. He's like a Roman centurion, and he's this big scene, and then like they're showing you the, like, this is today's stills, and it's like showing Clooney acting quite badly, and then it's like, just cuts up and it's like, divine presence to be shot. It's like, we'll put that in later.
Ah, good. Yeah. That's good. It's a good reference, and it's good for a t-shirt. Even though I haven't seen it, good reference.
Thank you.
I've seen Clune recently.
Did you see what he looked like?
Yeah, very skinny.
Yeah, he's doing a play, and like he has
it looked old skinny. It didn't look like a role.
What would you call it? The shoe polish hair and
he's wearing a cap. Someone was trying to shake his hand. He was like, "Oh, I can't shake your hand" or whatever. And people were like, "Oh, what a prick!" But like he was nice and chatting to them and all. But he was clearly going somewhere.
There was an interview that he had with somebody, and he looked old. He looked old compared to like Wolves last year, which was maybe shot a couple of years before. And I was like, oh, like he looks good, he's got the silver fox thing going there, but he looked healthy. I hope he's not unhealthy.
Absolutely. What is it about like weight that actually works for you as you get older? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like the skinnier you get, the older you look.
Yeah.
And
people will be like,
That's hardly fair, is it?
I look great. I'm like,
Do you think is that why they say, you know, women say, not all, but some, that men age better than women? That's what Kerry tells me all the time. Do you think it's because men, well, everyone kind of gets.
Certainly in Hollywood.
Like, is it a weight thing that, like, a bit of extra weight on a man as he gets older ends up being kind of a bit more flattering?
I don't know.
But then weight can be flattering on women, I don't know.
Yeah. Hollywood. I think it's a completely fucked up industry, very unfair to women. And like you see like this Ozempic.
Yeah, what's that all about? What is that? It's some sort of drug?
It's a diabetes drug that people are taking for weight loss.
Right.
But it's supposed to be for diabetes. And it can, if you over abuse it, you can lead to like...
death.
Losing your sight.
Wow.
Which is a common side effect from diabetes as well. Like that, it can affect your sight if you don't get treated for it. Yeah. So there was a whole like, it's just the whole industry seems to be so like, there was a, did you ever hear that song by Pilot?
It's magic.
You know that song? So I saw a video, it was like, Ozempic. And it was like, all the women was like, my routine is like hiking or whatever. And it's like a picture of them like 2 weeks ago compared to now.
Yeah.
And it's like dramatically different, or like, and men as well. Like,
I haven't, maybe that's what Clontang is up to.
I hope he's not, you know.
I mean, he's surely wise enough, he's got enough.
Maybe he's just old, and maybe it's just age. Maybe he is a little bit ill. Who knows? You never know with these guys,
you don't know. No. Doesn't bear thinking about, really.
He'd be a big one to lose.
Oh,
and he's not even like that old, he's like 63 or something like that.
That's
like,
young, you know? Modern day.
Pitt is 61, I think.
Is he?
Cruise is 62.
Is he?
Yeah. Now, Cruz is looking good lately. I don't know
Cruz
if you've seen the press tour.
Looks phenomenal. But he's fucking... And I see him on Twitter. Or it's really not... Well, it's him, but it's him like with a little thing, a two-minute thing of Mission Impossible. And every time, everything I look at, I'm like, that's fucking brilliant. Yeah. You're fucking brilliant.
Like, I don't know if you remember, maybe it was post-Dead Reckoning or in between. And I was like, he kind of looked like later years Norm MacDonald. Like, his face was real, like, red and bright and round.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh, like, he's got grown the hair out a little bit. And, like,
the hair really suits him, doesn't it? Like,
I don't know if he's eased up a little bit on the old Botox or whatever. He's kind of letting a bit of scraggles.
Yeah. You know, it always looks better. I have a bit such of respect, like, for actors and actresses who just age gracefully.
Have you seen Pamela Anderson lately?
Yes.
Yeah.
She looks great. I love the fact that she's not playing up to this, like, sex bomb
no
thing
makeup
at 70 or whatever she is. Like, yeah, no makeup, and, like, you wouldn't recognize her, but you would not say, like, Jesus, look at her. Like,
she looks great.
Which a lot of the 90s sex bomb people look like now, where you're like, ugh, you know, it's Fright Night.
Can I just circle back to Mission Impossible?
Yes, always.
Because I know next weekend, opening weekend, Andy, we're going Sunday night.
Okay.
Putting it on the table now.
Okay.
Book it off.
All right, book it off.
Yeah.
Off the house.
Sunday night.
Okay.
You literally have a 10-minute walk.
Yep.
So
no problem.
But the reviews are out.
And?
Mixed, I would say.
I don't give a shit.
Me neither.
I don't give a bollocks. It's in its own thing.
Yeah.
It's like if you say you like wrestling, right? It's like someone who just sticks on Raw, like me, and complains about it the entire time. But it's like, but you don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of, like, people, like my boy Ehrlich, who was generally a big fan, he was like, it was a bit of a heartbreaker. He didn't like it.
Oh, no.
But then he didn't like either Dune movie. And they're fucking...
And you love them.
Oh, they're amazing. So, like, you know.
Okay, so...
I could, you know.
He's got some turds.
Like, in his top 25, you know, he's had Mission Impossible Fallout in there. But he didn't have Rogue Nation a couple of years before. And Rogue Nation is, like...
The best one.
It's the second best one. But it's very good.
My favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. Fallout's the best, man. And I tell you what.
I like Rogue Nation.
Yeah, me too.
Better.
Of course, yeah. I was watching the last hour of Dead Reckoning the other week, and I was like, how blessed are we?
I like the way you went with the religious pronunciation.
These
blessed.
These movies are out there. It's like, the last hour was just a rollicking good time.
Yeah.
Like, the whole train shit and all that.
I was
like, fucking hell.
I'd actually like to watch them again, even.
Yeah.
I see one of them was on Paramount Plus.
They're all on Paramount Plus because they're Paramount Productions. So one, two, you can even watch three.
For the first time.
Yeah. You got a wife, girlfriend. I'm going to kill her.
I'm going to kill her. I'm going to kill you.
That picture I sent you of, like, Arthur, was that the TV show? And I'd say, hey, what a wonderful kind of day. You know, the, like, cartoon. He was a
male. Oh, yeah.
It's like a picture of, like, I don't know if it was a dog or something, but, like, it just looked like Philip Seymour Hoffman in Mission Impossible 3. And then somebody's like, you got a wife, a girlfriend. I'm going to kill her. But Dead Reckoning is on Netflix now, Zell. If you don't have Paramount Plus, it was just added at the weekend. If you're thinking of going to see the final Reckoning soon, just stick it on. It's fucking... It's great. It's a blast. Even though it's messy. Like, I think that's what Final Reckoning is probably going to be like. A bit messy.
I think when we see it, we should do a podcast, maybe a Patreon
100%
or something on just reviewing it.
Yeah.
With spoilers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We have to do spoilers. Yeah. We're incapable, actually, of reviewing something. Whatever.
How could you?
It's like, what about that? Oh, hang on. How do I put this?
A lot of podcasts that I listen to, they do, like, a good job of, like, first 10, 15 minutes, like, we're going to talk about it. And then it's like, they ring, like, the spoiler klaxon. It's like, if you don't want to hear, tune out now.
Maybe we could try that.
No, got to go go balls deep.
Terry says no, so.
Yeah. Got to go scuba diving like Ethan Hunt is going to be doing in the Arctic Circle in this new movie, apparently.
Fuck. Yeah.
Apparently it's like.
Fuck yeah.
He breaks his own record for, like, underwater stunt level. Brilliant. You know, like, the amount of time.
What was the critique of the movie? Was it too stunt heavy and not. Plot,
it's like a bit messy. The whole thing of the version is like, the plot is a bit messy, sometimes feels a bit rushed, but then it's like, but the stunts are like, will make you cry. They're that good. Like, you know, like, I may cry.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So, brilliant.
I'm excited.
Let's fucking do it.
What do you got? You got anything going on?
No. Well, I was at the beach at the weekend, and it was like a rare, very rare thing where we, it's like 1:30 on a Saturday in Arklow.
Nobody.
The beach is dead. And nice. It's not like,
like it's roasting as well.
Yeah, like we went to the beach a couple of weeks ago and it was like just the wind, and we're like, okay, well, stay for 10 minutes and then we're going.
What?
Like, Jesus Christ.
What did you say?
Yeah, whereas this one was just still.
Yeah.
Waves lapping up the, on the sand and like just lovely. And so we actually went for an hour. Okay, what is this? What do you do?
That's the waves lapping.
Oh, okay. Who says we need a soundboard? Yeah. Huh?
I say it. I want a soundboard.
I don't understand.
How I want anyway. A soundboard because then I can click it and go.
Do
like,
you know what? That yoke over there, the little, there's a little mixer thing with buttons on it. So surely. We need to completely redo the setup because we
just put headphones on.
We need headphones. We need to be plugging them in. They need to go into something else. It's a proper. We need a proper editor.
Yeah,
essentially. Anyone out there want
to? No, that means we have to have somebody here with us.
Yeah, between the hours of 5 and 6:30 on a Wednesday.
It's unpaid.
It's unpaid, and
we won't be very grateful. In fact, I will begrudge you being
here. In fact, we will belittle you and demean you at every
you
turn.
Sit outside while we record this. Thank you.
Button monkey.
Hey, the soundboard's not working.
Oh, I'd love that. Well, anyway, so we were at the beach. That was lovely. We actually left, got better equipped, and then came back
to the beach.
So, a twofer.
Nice.
And then Sunday was a little barbecue, actually, because Kerry's niece was having her communion.
Oh, that's so right.
We
that
had
weekend,
it there.
Yeah.
It was fine.
One last hurrah, huh?
Yeah. And I actually, yes. And then, so then the match was on and then it was very frustrating, Liverpool Arsenal, because I saw the first half. I'm like, fucking yes, amazing. And then the second half, I had to do more things.
It's
and
because,
every time
it's because you weren't watching that they conceded those two goals.
I know it is. Yeah. Every time I came back, I'm like, fuck 2-1. I'm like, okay, fine. But so we win 4-1. Big deal. Yeah. And then then there was like a bit of an issue. Milo was having a meltdown. I was like, okay. And then it came back 2-2. I was like, oh, fucking hell. And like Joe was sitting in the room. I was like, sorry, I'm sorry. You know.
You've won the league and you didn't lose to those
but
losers.
I really wanted to stick it to them though, Terry.
But like, you know.
I wanted their second place to be in jeopardy. No one riles me up like Arsenal. So I.
It's Arteta.
Really,
it's not even Arsenal.
It's Arteta.
And all this like the shite that he was spouting last week with the Champions League. We've been the best team in the competition.
Well, yeah,
like, have a break. I mean, we've been better in Europe this year, my friend.
All right, well, let's not.
The dream. The dream is still alive. The spice.
I believe you. Spice Milan.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
All we have to do
is a gimme for the two worst teams in the Premier
just
got to
get by Spurs, which, knowing us,
we
will do the banana
if
here.
If it was at Old Trafford, I would say Spurs all day are going to win.
It's in Bilbao, our home away from home.
Yeah.
So we got that. We got that coming up.
I got the keys for the new house that we're moving into while the
short term.
Yes. Yeah, so there's work being done on from Tuesday.
How long will they take, do you reckon?
He said, I can't remember what he said, 14 weeks, 12 Ooh. To 14 weeks. So like a few months, 3-4 months.
Okay, so you'll be like me then. The baby will be in a
new
place.
Possibly. Yeah, possibly. I think if we're working out, it's due to finish maybe a week or two before the baby.
Oh, nice.
So it'll go over. But
January, yeah?
Yeah, so I got the keys for the place that we're staying in. I mean, incredible stroke of luck. Like I was saying, like there is nothing to rent in Arklow.
There really isn't.
Like literally, you go into after like one property.
We were looking when it was happening to us, and I was like, there's nothing in Wicklow.
Like literally nothing. So this place this place is vacant. I found the owner, called him up, and pled my case. You saw the big words, you know. I was like, autism, pregnancy, girls, you know, all this stuff. And like, you wouldn't even, it's just sitting there. You don't even have to furnish it.
Yeah.
We'll bring everything in.
We'll
pay
the couch,
you. Yeah. Rather than it just sit there and you make no money. How about, you know.
How big is it? How many?
Big. I'm not going to want to move out. I haven't even looked inside. Like, I don't even know how many bedrooms is in it, but like, it'll do.
Do you need a hand moving stuff?
you will regret asking me, friend.
I'll move. Could you? Yeah, of course. When are you moving in?
This weekend.
Boom. All right. Let's do it.
I may not. Yeah.
You've got to bring the wife home. Like, I'll jump in the car.
Can you do that?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, incredible, Terry.
Yeah, no worries, man. Yeah. You just pay for my Mission Impossible ticket next week.
No problem.
It's fine. I'm only joking. All right.
Possibly. See, I'll see Kerry's sister's fella also lives a few doors down. He may be working. So if he's not,
amazing. Why not? Hey, why not both of us?
Okay, great. Yeah, can you do that?
Yeah, of course, man.
Fuck yeah, Terry. Yeah.
That's
what we're talking about.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, great. I don't know where to go from that now. I'm very happy about that.
Fantastic.
What do you got?
I got some stuff. I've been watching. As per. One of my fave shows is back on the TV. I might have talked to you about this before. Poker Face. Have you heard of this show?
I have not.
It is Natasha Lyonne.
Never heard of her.
You would know her from American Pie, your favorite movie ever.
Who is she?
You telling me you never double clicked the mouse?
Oh, you won?
Yeah. It's like her enthusiasm, like, oh, you won?
No, you won, like Tara Reid's friend?
Yeah.
I like her.
Yeah. She's so good. The gimmick of this show is she can tell when you're lying.
Oh.
And it's like Columbo, though. Every episode is a murder.
Oh.
And she somehow, I don't want to say implausibly, but like unrealistically, is always befriending the victim.
Right.
And then somebody will say something to her and she'll be like, bullshit. Like to herself, because she knows you're lying. And it's more like, it's not how, it's like, why are they lying?
For that? What are they hiding?
Yeah. Mm. And then it's, she helps solve the thing or whatever that. Like
a little Columbo.
It's a Columbo homage, shall we say. It said, created by Rian Johnson, who did Knives Out and Knives Out, a Glass Onion and Knives Out Mystery.
Looking through a glass onion.
I mean, that is a big part of that second movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
I was thinking, surely it's got to be a Beatles reference.
There's a Beatles reference. Ed Norton is playing Blackbird on John's guitar when you first see him in the movie. Like,
good response to our Beatles quiz, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
You like that clip from yesterday?
I'm talking about a stitch up. Talk about a stitch up, my friend.
I think I painted it exactly how it happened. I listened back and I'm literally halfway through the quiz. I'm like, no, the questions are fine. Yeah. It's just me.
You're just like 30. I'm like, give yourself a just a little game it out a little bit, man. Like, didn't know it, so just guess. I'm like, all right.
You petulant child. Yeah,
it's like, no. But it's a very good show. And the latest episode I was watching on it has my man.
Which one is this?
John Mulaney.
Ah, yes, he is your man.
Yes. He's very good in it, right?
And just like, good, not great?
No, he's great.
Okay.
But, and he was in an episode of The Bear, which he's extremely good in as well. He's only in one episode, but it's like the most revered episode of The Bear. Mm. And I want to talk, we talked about it before.
Yes.
His show on Netflix, his talk show.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's Live.
Uh-huh.
You've not watched a second of this. It used to be called Everybody's in LA.
Okay.
It's a live talk show on Netflix.
Mm.
And it's basically him. I sent you the clip before where it was like Richard Kind talking about Hellraiser, and like Pete Davidson is just losing it on the couch. It has this weird, loose energy because it is not like Tonight Show or Late Night where it's like, you come and you prep what you're going to talk about. You go to the producer and say, this is a story I'm going to do tonight, blah, blah, blah. It's like literally, we have a topic.
Yeah.
Come on. Like one of them said dinosaurs. And he's like, I'm not saying dinosaurs are bullshit, but how do we know that the bones go together that way? And it's like, so it's like basically like poking at the idea of it. It's like, who says? Like, what? Oh, use these little ones. They're the T-Rex's arms.
Yeah,
and it's like, how do you know? Yeah, we don't know what they look like. And I was like, you make some pretty good points, actually. Nobody knows what a dinosaur looked like.
Wasn't that in, was that in like a Rick and Morty or something where they had the dinosaur, and like one had the dinosaur on a skateboard, the other universe had the dinosaur, the head is here, or I don't know what it was. Something.
But like, and he had like Conan O'Brien on. And like, I was just thinking like,
he's perfect for something like that.
Yeah, and like Mulaney's like, my show is heavily indebted to your show. But I was like, it's just so refreshing. And like, this is the kind of thing that Netflix should be used for. That it's like a vanity project for somebody who is creative and funny.
Yeah.
You know, and, a lot of people get something out of it. As opposed to, okay, we're making another Christmas Wish
movie.
Or like, oh, we're selling
selling
LA, another fucking bullshit property reality TV show. I'm like, give it to these creative people. Like, when we were doing our Lonely Island sojourn, I stumbled across a thing they made called the Bash Brothers Experience. Have you ever come across this on your algorithm?
No.
So it's Andy Samberg and Akiva Schaefer, two-thirds of the Lonely Island, and they made, they call it a visual poem about Mark McGuire and Jose Canseco. Mm-hmm. But it's a 30-minute rap, like, story. Each song is a story.
Yeah.
And they basically...
30-minute song.
30-minute program.
Okay.
But, like, 10 songs on it.
Okay.
All about the story of, like, Mark McGuire and Jose Canseco and how they were, like, the home run kings for the Oakland Athletics in 1989.
Yeah.
But also were, like, the two biggest poster boys for steroids in Major League Baseball. It's very funny, very niche, and the music is incredible. And I was like, this is what Netflix should be spending their money on. And in fairness to them, they did. They gave them the money to go make this weird piece of shit thing.
Yeah, like, it should be what previously would have been on, like, a comedian's own website or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, but it's a bit more funded and a bit more of an audience. Like, that's kind of what it should go down the route of, you know what I mean? I mean, if they're tanking as bad as they...
Well, Netflix you know. Now are they've turned it around completely. They are, by a margin, the biggest streamer in the world now.
Really?
They have, like, smoked all their competition.
Really?
Like, I think it's like 10 times what other streamers have.
What's second?
I think it was Prime was second.
Yeah, Prime's bad.
Prime's good, but it's a terrible layout.
It is terrible, terrible UI.
100%. But the content, I mean, the movie we're talking about on the Patreon this week, you can join us over there for the low fee of €5 a month. Yes. I figured out last night that it was on Prime.
You have no idea the heartbreak I had trying to watch
Zodiac
on that stream. I appreciate the link. I meant to thank you for the link. But
I figured out last night.
It stopped every 2 seconds.
Oh, that's
well, not every 2 seconds, but you know.
I figured out last night because it wasn't there a week ago, and then I was like,
motherfuckers.
I was looking up something on IMDb, and it comes up on my IMDb.
Oh,
it's like, watch now on Prime, and I was like, what's that? That's not
like,
on
surely
that.
Not.
That's the US Prime video, and then I just went into it. I was like, it's just sitting there.
Yeah, but is it though? Did you try and click into it? Like,
yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't one of those.
Don't really have it. Sorry,
it wasn't one of those. Like, this isn't available, or wasn't one like you can rent this.
Which
I fucking hate now that Prime started putting in stuff that it's like, well, you're paying for this service and there you go, but
pay again.
Yeah, there's all these other stuff that you have to pay to rent.
Yes, I'm like, I've noticed they have a little icon on it. It's like, no, we don't have it.
I'm
but
like,
we can get it for you.
And I'm like, can you get that out of my UA? Like, no, it's like staying there. I'm like,
so you have to keep seeing what you can't watch.
Just to trick you into clicking on it. Like,
that's, you know, my old man had a saying, because you know he's a wheeler and dealer.
Mm-hmm.
And
regular.
He was buying
Rodney
art.
Trotter.
Yeah, he was buying art in Dunleary Shopping Centre when I was a kid. And he was offering them whatever it was. And it was less than the guy wanted, of course.
Mm.
And
gotta do it.
And he took the cash out of his pocket. He's like, all I have is this, you know, if you can take it or leave it. And the guy's like, okay. And he goes to me, he's like, always let them see the money, son. And that's what Prime are doing. They're letting you see them. They're letting you see. They're showing what they could have had. And actually, the guy's wife chased him down and gave out to him for ripping him off or something. That was so funny. But,
you gotta have thick skin to make it in this business, kid.
So that's what Prime are doing.
Yeah.
And actually, I was watching something, would you believe?
Ooh.
A new thing.
Mm.
Starring my boy, Tom Hardy, of course. Mob Land.
Is it any use?
I saw the first episode. It was fucking brilliant. And I've been thinking about it every day since, because I keep wanting to get back to it.
Are you watching it with Kerry or by yourself?
I watched it by myself. It was one night where I had a bit left in the tank and Kerry was asleep. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to put on Mob Land.
That's every night for me. Faye's gone to bed. I've another 2 hours in me. What movie will I watch?
Oh, I'd love to have that. Just that extra window. But I've been exhausted. So, ever since then, I've just gone to sleep mad quick. But I keep, every night, I'm like, okay, Kerry, go to sleep, and I'm going to watch episode 2 of that. I thought it was fucking class. Now, I didn't quite pick up on the terrible accents of Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren because Kerry was snoring right in my ear,
mm-hmm.
and she was having trouble sleeping. I didn't want to wake her up. So it's like, you know what? This is fine.
Do you find if you put like just a hand on the back or the arm, it does anything?
Usually, yeah.
This time, no go.
I was just, you know what? I'm going to leave it because she was having a terrible trouble sleep. So I was like, you know what? This is fine. But it's proper loud as well. But it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. Who else is fine?
But it was great, I have to say. And I've heard it's really good.
Sky Ritchie directed the first one, I think.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
So different director for different episodes?
I think he, like, Guy Ritchie's producing it. And he, generally that happens. If it's somebody like a big shot director.
Yeah.
Is involved, they'll direct the first one and then it's like handed off to somebody else.
Well, I hear it gets better.
Okay.
Excuse me. But I really liked it, and I thought
he's like the fixer, right?
Yeah, yeah. And he's kind of calm. Yeah, he's calm. He's fucking massive. He's the head on him.
Yeah.
He's a big fucking head. Like, there was one scene
his
in it
features
where,
if you think back to when he was younger, his ears were smaller. His lips were smaller.
He looks like a fighter or something. Like, he looks like a...
I mean, he is a jiu-jitsu guy, I guess.
I see him partaking in, like, random tournaments. Like, as a blue belt or whatever. Maybe he's a purple now. Where it's just, like, not advertised. He'll just be there on the mat. Yeah. Someone's like, oh, look, that's Tom Hardy. And,
imagine, like...
Winning my armbar, I saw as well.
Imagine tapping him out, like...
I wouldn't even. I'd be like, listen, I'm so sorry about this, but I've got you here in an armbar.
It's like... I've got you in the choke, but I'm gonna let you go. Whispering into his ear.
Yeah,
I love you.
If you wanna finish that armbar, no, I've lost it. If you wanna finish that armbar, fucking go ahead.
No.
See,
I don't know who that was.
It's in the
air. I don't know who that was. That was like.
That was Tom Hardy.
No, it was more.
Are you gonna finish that armbar? Or are you gonna fucking say that?
Ray Winstone is what you're doing there, my friend. That's not bad.
A good Ray Winstone.
That's not bad. Accidental Winstone on the pod. All right.
Very good. But I would recommend that to you and all of you.
Okay, I'm gonna give that a go.
I can't wait to watch the second episode. Actually.
Okay.
So yeah, really good.
Maybe I'll watch it and let you know how I got on.
No, you don't watch it. I'll watch it.
We can both watch it, Andy.
I forgot how things work.
I watched the movie on the way home from work the other day.
Ooh.
And I'd seen it before, but I was looking for something to watch.
Yeah.
80 minutes long.
Great. Right.
It's called Drive Away Dolls. Have you heard of this movie?
No, of course not.
It's by one of the Coen brothers. Who
likes the Coen brothers? Yeah. We got one of them.
Yeah. Well, they did their amicable split, you know. One went and directed.
This isn't the Coen sister. That's the Wachowskis.
That's the Wachowski sisters.
Yeah.
So one of them, Joel, went and directed Macbeth.
Jolene.
Starring Denzel Washington. And Ethan went... So that's a bit Macbeth, black and white Macbeth. Very good, very serious. Denzel fucking should have won the Oscar over Will Smith. Imho that year.
Oh, well, Will Smith won it. Yeah, that's the year Will Smith won it. Jesus. His lifetime achievement.
This
award.
Movie, 80 minutes long.
Yeah.
It is a like buddy comedy about two lesbians that set in 1999, which I loved. It's like the turn of the millennium. And they basically, there's this thing called the drive away where you go in. And somebody's like, I need you to drive this car from here to Florida. And inside the car, there was like...
Drugs?
It's a suitcase.
Okay.
It's a suitcase. And it's like, they pick it up, but it's like the mob or whatever has hired the drive-away guy for their drivers to come along. And then they show up and it's like, but your girls already took it to Tallahassee. So they're on the way and they have the two guys chasing. Great. Margaret Qualley... is in it.
Who's that?
The
fuck's that?
The Substance, you know, the younger... No. You don't know who she is? Andy McDowell's daughter?
I know who Andy McDowell is.
And her daughter. Okay. You've not seen any promotional material for The Substance?
The Substance?
Yeah, the one with Demi Moore.
Oh, yeah.
And like the
but
younger,
I've only seen
you've
Demi
only seen
Moore's
Demi.
Face
okay,
in
okay.
the trailer.
Margaret Qualley was she was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood as the young girl Brad Pitt picks up on the side of the road.
Well,
do you remember her?
Of course I remember.
Andy, can I tell you something? Like, I watched this movie the first time around when it came out and I was like, this is okay. I watched it this time. She's like a fucking cartoon character. She's so funny, but it's like, she is shoving like a dildo. It's like her legs are going like, And I was like, I wasn't ready for this. No, it is so fucking funny at times. I was like, oh my God, how did I sleep on this movie before? Like,
and what made you watch it again?
They have, he has another one coming out starring her in August. It's called Honey Don't.
Right.
And she's in it. Oh, yeah.
It was a failed question of the Beatles quiz last week.
I think that song is used in the trailer, maybe. Hey. Like, yeah. She's in it. Chris Evans is in it. Like, getting back into like working with proper directors, you know.
Good. Yeah, look, where's he been actually?
Look at his track. He's been collecting his checks, but he's like, did a movie with the Russos called The Grey Man on Netflix. Did that movie with The Rock, Red Notice.
Oh, yeah. Fucking, the most watched movie on Netflix. Mean,
those
all
verticals.
Time.
You got to watch those verticals. And it's Prime Video, my friend. You know, The Rock loves those Christmas verticals. So he's in it. And Charlie Day is in it as well. Yeah. Like, and I was like, oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, that'd be
and
good.
And she looks like she's playing a lesbian private eye this time around.
Right.
I think...
And are the Coen brothers done now? Are they...
No, I need to come back together soon. Okay. To do a thing.
And so they're very, very different.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's like.
It's like me and you branched off.
And, but it was kind of like, movies. This is what made them great together. It was like one piece of light, one piece of dark.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know,
now the light and the dark have split.
It's like, well, he's like, and it, like, Driveway Dolls
There's
is
no
like
color in them.
Wacky. Yeah. So, but like really enjoyable. And Honey Don't looks like a kind of, I think Chris Evans is playing like a cult church leader in it. And she's like investigating the death of one of his,
oh yeah,
like constituents. It looks very good.
Nice.
I'm excited for like, oh, you know what? Like just a genre movie made by a good director starring good actors as opposed to like...
And it sounds like, it sounds like a comedy, isn't it?
Yeah, they both seem to be comedy.
Comedy. Like a good old-fashioned comedy.
There's a lot of funny shit in Driveway Dolls. It's on Now TV, I think. I watched it there. 80 minutes, though. It's like... Delally. Oh man, I watched it on the train
minutes.
Home, no break, like, you know, and I was like chuckling away like an idiot. It's like, it wasn't sitting beside anybody. It's like if somebody like plonks down beside, it's like,
what's this guy up?
It's like, oh my God.
It is mad though how you can use, like, if you're stuck in traffic or something like that, it's just like you feel like you've cheated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like you're mentally not sitting
How was
there,
your day, but... honey? It's like, well, I watched two movies.
Yeah. Help.
Like up to her neck with kids and washing or whatever. Like, oh, what a great Tuesday, huh?
There's a meme that I always use of like, I think it's from like White Chicks or something when like, it's like, mom's at 5 p.m. and it's like, you know, all around the kitchen, like all the hands, like baby crying, baby in the arm, stirring a pot. Like, okay, just, you know, and then like dad's at 5 a.m. and it's Terry Crews, like, making my way downtown, walking fast, and I'm homebound.
Great tune.
Brilliant.
Speaking of great tunes,
hey,
you got one for me?
You are the king of segues, my friend. Boom, 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 boom. It's bangers for Terry. Boom, boom, boom. What will you be? Okay. Now, I sent you a song. This is a first, because I sent you a song that I hadn't actually heard until today.
Oh. Now, I feel semi offended that you sent me this song.
Oh no, you already heard it?
Am I some rube? Do I look like some...
Am I the rube?
Yeah, I think you're the rube, my friend. I knew all about this when the lawsuits were happening.
Shit.
You're like, oh, somebody was being sued or whatever. I'm like, yeah, it's Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, you know. Shit.
But I like the song.
It is actually
Spirit,
a good song.
By Taurus.
Yeah, so you know what? I'm going to play a bit here.
Yeah.
Folks, why don't you tell me what song they're ripping off?
I mean, I've already ripped
it.
He
said Led Zeppelin, so we don't know the actual one.
Hey, my... All
right.
Okay. Thank you.
to you, Terry.
Sorry, you're ready. Frivolous is what I would say.
Do you think they had a case?
I mean, yes and no.
There's definitely, do you know what, the start of the thing is the exact same one. Then it kind of veers off.
They kick it up a notch.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin, like, you know.
And I was on a Reddit forum today.
Stairway to Heaven, sorry if you didn't guess.
Yeah, it was Stairway, yeah. But it was like, everyone was like, it's like, oh, they apparently ripped off a bunch of songs. And the majority of people were like, yeah, and I'm glad they did because they made them so much better or whatever. But, like
Zeppelin ripped off a bunch
of
songs?
Yeah, that, like, I can't remember. There was a few people who had claimed that, like... But see, the thing about it is like...
Doesn't everybody?
The thing about Led Zeppelin is, Terry, is that they're really rooted in the blues. You know what I mean? They're a blues band,
mm-hmm.
you know, but with rock and stuff. So, like, you know, When the Levee Breaks is a cover.
That's, yeah.
And all these other ones.
When you say blues, that's the Led Zeppelin song I would think of.
Ooh,
When the levee breaks.
And they
there's
just
a harmonica, like,
dial it up. When the levee breaks, that actually, and I, do you know what, I knew, I was driving back from the hospital with Kerry after like a scan or something. I can't remember what, we weren't arguing, but there was a bit of tension or whatever. And I deliberately, because I know how much it's one of her favorite songs, I put on When the Levee Breaks and turned it right up. And just straight away, like, and then straight away she was chatting about how good it is. I'm like, I got this motherfucker now.
One of the best decisions that Cameron Crowe made in Almost Famous is doing Fever Dog, the song. It's like When the Levee Breaks, you know, they're supposed to be Led Zeppelin, like, yeah, you know, like, so much so that I remember, like, it came on a playlist and I was like, oh man, I fucking love Led Zeppelin. And it's like, that's not Led Zeppelin. I was like, oh, you're right, it's not, like, you know.
Stillwater.
Yeah.
But it got me thinking then of the, I assume you'd heard the other one I sent you, the Shirelles.
Yes.
That George Harrison apparently ripped off with My Sweet Lord.
A little bit more there.
That's very similar.
But then, like, again, like,
I think he paid up, and it was under the, I think his explanation was
unconscious,
like plagiarism or something like that. Which,
so,
like, I don't think he'd be dumb enough.
No, I mean, he's a Beatle, like,
he doesn't need it. You know what I mean?
So your favorite movie from last year, starring Hugh Grant, Heretic,
yes,
brings up this topic quite back when. At that point in the film, I was like, this is the best movie I've ever seen. Like, well, I was loving it. And I kind of, once they go down the basement, it kind of lost me. But that speech where he's like going on about the Hollies and Radiohead.
Yeah.
So they play two of the three songs in the movie. And the third song they reference is Lana Del Rey, Get Free. Have you heard this song?
I haven't heard Get Free, no. I love Lana Del Rey, though.
It is... comical
how similar
it is to Creep, and like,
really,
the Hollies sued Radiohead and Radiohead sued Lana Del Rey. You know, so like, the Radiohead are like, I can't believe we have to pay up to the Hollies, and then they were like, well, we're gonna sue her. But I think The Air That I Breathe is different enough to Creep.
Like, I can't hear the similar,
there is similarities, but it's not. But Get Free is like, oh, like, it is just
literally a copy,
pretty much. Like, the changes are much less, in my opinion anyway, than from the Hollies to Radiohead.
Yeah, yeah.
From Radiohead to Lana Del Rey.
It's funny that, because it's like, you know, even like Oasis in the early days would just be like, yeah, we're just going to take it. We're just going to use that, like T-Rex, cigarettes and alcohol, and like Shaker Maker, I'd like to. Like, literally, like, the actual, like, and then they just dealt with it when they came for them. Like, you're like, all right, we'll pay you.
I mean, like, the highest profile one in the last few years,
Robin Thicke.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like,
Marvin Gaye, which
got to give it up part two. Ah, there totally is.
Yeah, and Robin Thicke seemed like a fucking scumbag. Yeah. Anyway, then there was the thing with Ed Sheeran and the Estate of Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, what was that one for? Though?
I don't know, but it was kind of more of a similar chords.
Yeah.
I think Ed Sheeran was very, like, he fought. I seen him in court a lot, and I actually really like Ed Sheeran.
I don't tell you why.
I don't particularly adore his music, but I like him, and I like his music.
No, I don't like him.
Really? Why? What do you do?
Man United Ipswich playing. Do you not remember this?
No.
And like, post game, and it's like, Amarin's being interviewed pitch side, And like he just like bursts in, like, "Hi guys!" And like,
yeah, but surely someone told him go and join them. Like,
how do you know?
Ah, they did. He wouldn't come just, on. He wouldn't just.
Yeah, he would. Like, he's part owner of that club. Like, he's an investor.
Oh, I don't know. That's I don't know.
We
don't know the full story on that because it got a bit of backlash. I remember at the time,
and rightly so. Fucking celebrity! You stay in your zone and let this beautiful
you do your job.
Let this beautiful man address the British press that are out to get him, and you fuck off there.
Maybe he thought he'd help lighten the mood.
I get it. You know what I mean? He's like he'd been grilled.
Did they lose?
We drew 1-1. All
right.
We'd scored in the first minute and then faded fast.
Same as it ever was. Yeah. But yeah, with his thing, it was like, oh, if I lose this case, I don't think I'm going to make music anymore because some of it is genuine.
Was it Marvin Gaye? Yeah,
I think it was. Yeah, it was something.
Let me see.
I think it was like The Shape of You. I think it was The Shape of You and Got to Give It Up or something like.
No, it couldn't be Got to Give It Up again, right?
I think, I don't know, I could be wrong on that.
Thinking Out Loud for Let's Get It On.
Yeah, like it wasn't.
Don't know that song, don't know Thinking Out Loud.
Take me into your loving arms.
Yeah, okay, I that's a bit of a stretch, I think.
No. Mm. Oh, actually, no, though. They're similar.
It's more like keep getting it on, I would say. Like.
Yes, Terry. That's why we're great mates, because you bring out a reference like that. Fuck yeah. Keep getting it on. It's like he just said in the studio, you know what? We're just going to keep going. Let's improvise.
Yeah.
What a fucking song. Oh, God, I want to hear that again.
I'll put it on.
I'm sticking it on at the end.
There's your outro right there.
You may have heard Let's Get It On, but have you heard Keep Getting It On?
Mm.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
But anyway. That's
I mean, it's an interesting topic, I think, of like plagiarism.
Yeah, you know because what I mean? It's either, some of it is basic chord progression, and that's how chords generally, one chord sounds better after another. There's only so many of those. It's when you have like, you know, Vanilla Ice and Queen.
Yeah.
You know, like that's, it's, and he still protests that it's like, no, it's totally different. Like, what? It's like, sorry, Vanille. No, thank you.
One of Adam Sandler's best buds.
Is he?
He's in his like later.
He's in his clique?
He's in his Netflix movies. Like, you know,
shame.
Seems to have leveled out Vanilla Ice now. Like, because I don't know if you remember, like post Ice Ice Baby, all that stuff, and then he was like famous, and like he was just on drugs.
Yeah.
All like late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
And then he seems to have like kind of cleaned himself up and, you know.
You kind of.
I like that Adam Sandler great, like, you know, recruits these like stray dogs. Like, you know what I mean?
You know? Yeah. Sandler is kind of like, I feel like that's how I would be if I was rich.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd be like that. I'd just be comfortable. Who am I trying to impress here? You know, not trying to appear anything other than exactly how you are. You know what I mean?
Just, he shows up in his shorts and like hoodie.
Yeah, he has not given a fuck money.
Yeah.
That's well, the difference.
Yes, completely. And people forget this, but like from, say, Little Nicky, right?
Yeah.
That was a bit of a like a misstep, a bit of a like.
Yeah.
And then he had a run up until 2012, I want to say 2013, where it was like every movie he made made over $100 million domestically.
Yeah.
For like Sony. They were like, this guy is our golden goose. Don't mess with the Zohan. I'm like, what the fuck is that movie?
Yeah.
$185 million domestic. You're like,
how funny is it that he made most of his money off his worst movies?
Oh my
God. Comparison. Like, it's mad. Like, Kerry can't watch him at all. I don't know phase. I don't know what phase.
She's not a fan.
Like anytime he's doing a voice, forget it. She just literally can't watch it, a second of it. But like she doesn't like Happy Gilmore, which is such a, I'm like,
that's a deal breaker.
God, yeah. Like she seems so logical and normal and cool and funny in other aspects. But then when
Like Happy Gilmore,
I don't like Happy Gilmore. Like, well, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
You know,
you're gonna die, clown. Like, Faye likes Punch Drunk Love a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And she, I want to say she tolerated, she appreciated Uncut Gems, Then she's like, I feel like I'm going to have a panic attack if I finish watching this. Yeah. She didn't watch the last 25
minutes.
We all
felt that
way. I was like, yeah, give me more, man. Let me smoke that crack. Like, yeah, yeah. You know? So I'm excited for Happy Gilmore 2.
Do you know what I am? But I know it's just going to be a bastardized...
Yeah, it is, but like...
Like, it's not even going to be close. How can it be? Literally can't be.
How can it be? Like, you know?
You know, I hope it's not like... I hope they do something original with it and it's not like a kind of a beat for beat.
It'll be like, oh, I don't have it anymore. Do you still have the long drive or anything like that? Like,
yeah,
you know?
Stuff like that. Yeah. I just hope it looks all right. I've seen some stills and I'm like...
He looks like himself, though, which
he
is what
definitely
I like.
Looks like himself.
You know, big beard.
But just even like the crowd. You know how many movies just look worse? Yeah. You know, like, I'm like...
We can do that with AI. You're like, fuck off.
A screen, or that's whatever.
Yeah. So... They got that, and then he has movie with George Clooney later on, Netflix movie with George Clooney, directed by Noah Baumbach, household name.
That is.
Household name for you. he directed Marriage Story.
I don't know. Oh, here's a movie I never. I will go to my grave never seeing that.
What about when we do our Joe? When we do our Adam Driver miniseries,
we will never do an Adam.
Hey,
Driver
if the people vote for it,
people. they won't vote for that. They won't vote for that. Nobody wants to hear us talking about 9 Adam Driver movies.
8 Adam. Well, you want to do 9?
I don't want to do any.
You want to put it up to 9?
A big tree.
He's incredible. We're watching Girls again, Faye. You know that show, Girls?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Girls.
The HBO show, Girls.
Never heard
Lena
of
Lena Dunham.
Who's that? Oh, who's that, T?
She created the show Girls.
Okay.
Yeah. About 4 girls in New York City. Adam Driver is like her boyfriend in it. It's his breakout role.
Oh, okay.
And he's incredible in it.
All right.
It's a good show. I can't go on. We got to wrap it up.
I think this
now.
Is a good time to call it.
I got to save some energy for Zodiac. That actually took it out of me. It was like... It's like you punched me in the stomach.
Release.
What's that? What's Girls? Like, where have you been for the last 10 years? It was 2012 to like 2020 or whatever it was. It ran for
8 seasons.
Like 6. But over the course of 10 years, you know.
Amazing. Yeah. I love it. I'm not, I don't do it.
Peter Scolari was in it.
I don't know who that is either.
Yeah, he was the dad from Look Who's Talking, the TV show. No, not Look Who's Talking. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the TV show.
Oh, didn't even, okay.
Disney Channel.
Poker Kings of the Midwest. Poker. Folks, if you want more of this, fear not, because we've got the hookup for you. Patreon.com/whatsogreatabout, or just go ahead and check the link in our Instagram bio. You'll find a bunch of links there. You'll find video podcasts. You'll find merch. And you'll find a link to the Patreon itself, where we have done a bunch of mini-series. We've reviewed the MCU. We have reviewed Ryan Gosling movies. I actually only recently saw the clip of you revealing that to me. It was very funny.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
Sure.
That
I worm. I didn't take it well at all. I was like, Carrie's going to fucking divorce me here. She hates it worse than me. We did Big Willy's Flops, a.k.a. Will Smith's Bad Movies. We have done the movies of Tony Scott. We have done 90s action movies. We have done heist movies. And they're all there for the low, low fee of a fiver a month. Plus, if that's not your bag, you've got about 50 different top 5 lists of various music, movies, things, items, all that sort of stuff. We pitch each other movie ideas. I could go on, but...
Please do.
It's a good time, and I think our best stuff is there. There, I said it, okay?
Yeah.
So.
If you can't do the old €5 a month to join us over on the Patreon, well...
See you.
You've got problems, friend.
Yeah.
But you can do me one more better. Now, Andy! Okay? Are you sure? Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
Keep going. Don't draw attention to it.
Did you know...
What's he got?
I got nothing.
What's he going to come up with? Yeah?
John Mulaney's Everybody's Live has been going for 12 weeks on Netflix. Well, I don't want a 12-star review. I want a 5-star. I had another one in my back pocket. And I couldn't get the data for what I needed. Give me a 5-star review, please. Really helps grow the podcast, or, you know, tell a friend, tag a friend, do all that good social media stuff. Really appreciate it here if you can do it.
Special shout out for Delphine and Thomas, our main stays online. All right.
You're listening.
I appreciate you guys.
Yeah. Appreciate
you. The effort it takes to make these clips.
Appreciate you. Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. join us over on the Patreon this week. We're covering 2007's Zodiac.
Folks, let me just say this. You don't want to miss that one.
Oh. Right?
I may have overplayed my hand there.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I'm intrigued.
Well, let's record it right now.
Yeah, okay.
See you later.
Gonna need you to lift it a little bit. I'll bring friend.
It.
All right, you
I'll
sure?
Bring it. I'll bring it. Don't worry, I got
you got,
it.
You got enough on both cameras.
Yeah. Can you
say something funny?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, something funny. Please.
When you listen back, right? When I listen back on headphones, it sounds perfect. Mm-hmm. When I listen back in the car, it sounds like your voice is much louder than mine.
Hmm.
How does it sound to you?
No, I didn't.
No.
No.
Okay. I feel like after about a half an hour, my voice hits this weird.
That may be true. Like, it might be true of both of us, to be honest.
You do have a booming, more of a booming voice
me?
Than me. Yeah.
Sometimes I find that then I'm like, and I'm like, what did I say there?
Sorry, what was that?
Come on, Terry. Get it together, man.
Enunciate.
Yeah.
All right.
The mashed potatoes out of your mouth.
One, two. Whoa. Yeah, whoa. Hey. Whoa. I'll turn it down slightly.
45,
yeah. Out of here. What time is it now?
Was it five?
Five, yeah. Out of here, but like... 20 to at the latest.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm excited.
Great.
This is me.
Hey.
3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to What's So Great at the podcast.
Let's just have...